This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it is the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. Christian Roby is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Again, I wanted to remind you of what Gary Bauer had to share with us regarding the nattering nabobs of negativism. Of course, William Safire, presidential speechwriter, that coined that phrase in referring to the left-wing media who has become unhinged over, you know, what happened in North Korea. Amazing. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we had two leaders not too far away from that powerful nuclear button, and that was set aside, meeting face-to-face, something that the naysayers said would never happen. But, you know, the left-wing media cannot help themselves, and, you know, they continue on with their negativity and their punditry that seems almost disconnected from reality. You know, as Gary continues to write, says virtually everyone running around right now with their hair on fire has been wrong about Donald Trump and North Korea from the day he took office. I mean, you know, whether it's the GDP, unemployment, regulations, our standing in the international community. I mean, look at right away, they were, you know, the president was welcomed by these Muslim leaders. And, you know, they're doing a sword dance. And, you know, last time I looked, I didn't see that happen, you know, for the previous administration. And I think most people would generally agree that President Obama was very sympathetic to the Muslim world. But I don't know that they did a welcoming sword dance for Barack Obama. They did it for this white guy, this multi-gazillionaire out of Manhattan. So, you know, Donald Trump has been quite the irony and the confusing, you know, leader for those on the left, you know, continuing on with his Trump derangement syndrome that just has them behind, you know, beside themselves. They can't accept anything positive. Unemployment numbers, I mean, even the New York Times had to take a breather and say, well, you know, we just can't say anything bad about these positive numbers. You know, they kind of threw up the flag of surrender, which is, you know, kind of comical. But at least there's the flag of surrender. Okay, well, what can you do now to get this country back on track and be part of the solution and not, you know, part of the problem? I don't know if they can abandon their ideology for the sake of good journalism and for the sake of we the people and be part of the solution, you know, with all the resources that they have available. You imagine what could happen here. I mean, here we got an IG report getting ready to come out. And if we had the force of the New York Times behind it doing the investigative journalism that they're capable of doing, could we really clean up this government? Could we really get down to the bottom of this? All this stuff that's been going on, you know, for decades, you know, the loading up of ballot boxes, you know, questioning the validity of our vote and you know, how it's been compromised. You even had the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, saying, you know, voter fraud doesn't exist. No way. He looked in the camera and said, absolutely, it's a fallacy. It is something that the Republicans wanted to drum up all the time, and they're in la-la land thinking that there's voter fraud. And I go, well, that's interesting, you know, Mr. Attorney General, that you say there's no voter fraud, but people keep getting arrested and going to jail for it. So how can there be no voter fraud if people are being convicted of voter fraud? Go figure. But this is the kind of stuff that goes on here, is that for the sake of people's ideology, they're willing to suspend reality. And they think we're just going to go along with them. Well, we're not. And because we don't go along with them, then we're all idiots, you know. And worse yet, as Charles Krautheimer said so brilliantly, is that the way the left looks at people on the right is they look at people on the right as just being plain evil. And people on the right look at people on the left as just being wrong. Well, there's a difference between wrong and evil. But this is why they're so passionate about what they believe in and why they feel justified in saying the things that they say. And forget about what kind of impact that has on our kids or the culture and the perspective and positivity of this country. Throw that out the door because ideology reigns, right? We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because we have to, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, you know, to get this country back on track. And I appreciate you joining in on the good fight, because that is required, all hands on deck. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's the United States of America. It's about us, okay? And we know that when America does well, everybody else does well, too. And I think, as we were discussing with Dr. Herb London earlier, Donald Trump, you know, strikes me as, you know, very interesting on many levels. But especially, you know, when you consider, you know, because to hear pundits, they say, well, he's so nationalistic driven, you know, America First campaign. And I understand that. OK, so that makes sense. But his values that he's promoting are values like our faith that cross over all party lines. It's for the goodness of each individual. You know, we're taking a look at whether it's North Korea or the Iran nuclear deal. It's like, what's in the best interest, first of all, of the people of Iran? Is it in the best interest to have a warring leadership that wants to cause all kinds of unrest there in the Middle East? Is that in the best interest of North Koreans to continue on with the Korean War that has never been, you know, that really, for all practical purposes, the Korean War still continues to this day, 70 plus years later? Is that in the best interest of America, Koreans? And I think, again, you know, you have to consider and stop for just a moment. Could you imagine being separated from your mom and dad or your children or your siblings by a DMZ zone? You've had no contact with him, can't call him, there's no Facebook, there's no FaceTime. You have no way of connecting with him. You have no idea, even if they're still alive. You hear all these stories of the gulags and, you know, the kind of oppression and, you know, human indignity that has been taking place in North Korea. And you just hope and pray, I hope my family's not affected. But how can they not be? How can they not be? And then you have somebody like Donald Trump who's willing to, you know, set aside all these differences for the sake of, you know, for the sake of unity, for the sake of the betterment of the world, you know, and North Korea. So he gives Kim Jong-un a vision. Hey, what if you put down your nuclear weapons? And what if North Korea could be prosperous? In fact, I'm going to give you an idea. Let's go meet. Why don't we go meet in Singapore? Give you a look. You can see an island, a country, a state unto itself, and look what they've been able to do. And they're no different than you. It's just a matter of, hey, look at they're pursuing peace and getting along with the international community and being good neighbors and interacting in a positive way. And look what happens. Probably one of the wealthiest countries around. The affluence there is unbelievable in Singapore. And you can have this in North Korea. Is it worth it enough for you to let go of your nuclear ambitions for the sake of this prosperity, and for the sake of lifting up your people? Could that be enough to hold you in a position, because the United States isn't going to, we're not interested in a regime change. What we're interested in is North Koreans coming into the fold of the international community and being a positive asset. I mean, look at President Xi, what President Xi is saying with China, what China has been able to do. Now, there's some issues there. Not everybody's perfect, but they have their interests, and there's nothing wrong with that. In the same way that Justin Trudeau has interest for Canada. He goes, hey, well, you know, we're interested in the Canadian people. Well, no kidding. Well, Donald Trump's interested in the American people, too, just like Merkel is interested in the German people and on, you know, throughout the G7. And we understand we have particular interests. And all that brought together, can we find harmony to where it's win-win for everybody? And these are questions, you know, you heard the conversation earlier in the week with Bob Beaupre, the dairyman and former congressman out of Colorado, saying, hey, this is the reality. This is what they're dealing with, in Canada, how Canada has been able to take advantage and make it impossible for them to, do certain things in their business. All because of regulation and all because of the World Trade Council and some of these unfair deals that are going on. Well, why shouldn't we be able to equally compete on a level playing field, which is good for everybody, I believe. Because if you do that, then competition is, one of the positive byproducts of competition is that we get better. We provide better products for less. But we got to get through that process. There's going to be a bit of a learning curve and a bit of a curve you have to go through. That's part of the investment to make this change, as opposed to America taking it on the chin for everybody. Okay, level the playing field off and see what happens. It's going to be uncomfortable at first because there's going to be a cost to, switch from business as usual to this new deal. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to flip a switch and America is going to be so great and Canada is going to be so great. It's going to take some investment and it'll take some time to get through this, but it's going to take some courage and vision and leadership to be able to communicate to their people, to their respective people, hey, look, it is worth the investment. We're going to be okay. But we got to get through this. If you agree that, the system is rigged, it's not working to everybody's advantage, particularly here for us here in America. So how do we do this? So, if we raise our boats, does everybody else's boat come along with us? History tells us that that is the case, that all tides raise all boats. So I think there's some encouragement here, although you're going to hear from the left, and as you've been hearing, oh, my goodness, we got all these trade wars going on and all. Look, you get excited. I mean, Donald Trump knows he's not going to, ignite something, but he's asking some questions. And these are questions that everyday Americans have asked. Now, you may not be a dairy farmer and you didn't have to deal with anything that was unfair in your life. And maybe you're so far removed from having, being the effect of it, that you really don't realize it's a problem until you realize it's a problem. And until it comes directly in contact with you, it's business as usual. But what Donald Trump is trying to say, look, it's not only probably for the dairy farmer, but on down the line. And you look at your paycheck is the effect of what we're not able to do and the trade equity that's going on. You're paying more for a car than you should be able to pay because of the inequity that's happening. We level the playing field. Hey, cars come in. They're cheaper for everybody. It's win-win all the way around. They get to sell more product. They have access here to this consuming nation. I mean, when you talk about consuming, America, don't forget, America is still the number one consumer by and far. It's not even close anybody else. That's why, they can pound on their chest and jump up and down and, oh, I'm offended and all this. Look, they need America. They need access to this country, and we're saying, okay, fine, you can have access, but we're going to do it fair. Okay, for a while, we helped you out. We've served as your military. We've defended your cause, all these good things, and we will continue to do that. We're good neighbors, and we're going to work together. But you have to think in terms of it just can't be all about, for Canadians. We got to think in terms of, hey, what's win-win for Canada and win-win for America in this partnership that we have together in Mexico the same way, and with all the other trading partners. I believe what Donald Trump is embarking on is something that people in forgotten America have asked questions and thought, hey, we've been ignored. This has been going on for decades, ladies and gentlemen, this unfair playing field that we've been playing in, and we've been taken advantage of. And so, thank God we got a president that's saying, hey, look, let's talk about this, because you know, these problems, these issues can be fixed, and I think a lot easier than people realize. And now what's going to happen, you know, what's the mainstream media going to say now when that happens? You know, this president, he's messing them all up. The problem is that he just likes winning. And, of course, for those of us that like to win, we're on for the ride,
right? Heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, coming at you fresh and independent the way you love us, huh? Every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Welcome back. 19 after the top of the hour. Breaking news here, Jeff Sessions. Well, we talked about Jeff Sessions. We're saying, where is he? Is he missing in action? But he's coming out swinging. He is warning that firings could be coming once this much anticipated IG report on the Clinton email case drops. You imagine that, huh? We'll see what happens on the eve of the release of this long-awaited watchdog report on the Hillary Clinton email case. He pointedly warned that findings could lead to more firing. So what does he know that we shall all know very shortly? This could open the deal. And how far will this go? Are we talking about re-adjudicating this whole email Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State issue? Is this going to be re-adjudicated? Is this is going to happen? I mean, is there, you know, could there be an indictment? I mean, all kinds of possibilities at this point. So in the absence of fact, as they say, opinion rules. And so we want to be light on opinion, and we'll keep you informed as the facts unveil. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, are you ready for this number? 842 million people, nearly 12% of the world's population, suffer from hunger. To help address this, General Mills launched the Feeding Better Future Scholars Program. It was an initiative encouraging bright young minds to share programs they've launched in their communities that combat hunger and protect important agricultural resources. General Mills recently announced the grand prize winner of the first ever General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, Katie Stagliano, and I hope I'm saying her last name correctly, the founder of Katie's Crops, a not-for-profit organization that empowers kids across the country to grow. Yes, I'm talking kids here, okay? Katie is a kid, and she's a founder of Katie's Crops, and she's empowering kids across the country to grow fresh produce locally to fight hunger in their communities. As the grand prize winner, Katie's going to be awarded $50,000. To help further her program, along with the opportunity to present her program at the Aspen Ideals Festival. So with us right now, we welcome Mary Jane Melendez, the Executive Director for General Mills Foundation Global Philanthropy and Volunteerism, and the big winner, Katie Stagliano. Katie, am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, you are saying it perfectly.
Well, thank you so much. She is the founder of Katie's Crops and the grand prize, $50,000. That's a lot of money, Katie. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It is such a big honor, and I'm just over the moon to have been selected. This is really going to be so amazing for Katie's Crops.
Well, I want you to know this. It's an honor for you to be on our show, you know, for us to have you on our show, because you represent the future, and you are such an encouragement to us adults, you know, that have lived, you know, a good portion of our lives, and we know this country is in good hands, and we're greatly encouraged when we see people like you, Katie, you know, coming to be problem solvers and be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And we thank you for your example.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Well, Mary Jane, welcome. Why don't you describe the scope of the issues and why hunger is so prevalent?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. So, you know, the issue of hunger is a global issue. As you mentioned, more than 800 million people don't know where their next meal is coming from. At the same time, about a third of the food that is produced on the planet ends up in a landfill. So food waste is a huge issue. Mm. And what we have seen at General Mills time and time again is that our younger generation and the next generation are really an inspiration. Their innovation and creativity are unleashing solutions to problems that we haven't, you know, brought forward before. Time and time again, we've seen that small steps lead to really big ideas and even bigger impact. And I think while teens and young adults have great potential to positively impact the world, they sometimes lack resources, and that can limit how far they can go. That's one of the reasons we're so proud of the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholarship Program, which we launched just this year. Mm-hmm. And through our winner, Katie, she has empowered kids across the country to grow fresh produce and to fight hunger right in their communities. And today there are more than 100 Katie's Crops gardens growing vegetables around the, the U.S. And Katie's enthusiasm, her positivity, passion for helping others was truly inspiring. And we are so honored to be able to use our resources as a global food company to help Katie's Crops go even further.
Well, what a great partnership, and thank you for doing that. Mary Jane, you know, you talk about all this food that goes to waste, and it is heartbreaking. I mean, you know, here in America, we're the wealthiest country in the world, and to see people, you know, even in our own country, not to mention around the world, but particularly around the world, you know, starving because they don't have access to food, and it's heartbreaking to think about how much food is, as you say, is put in landfill.
It is heartbreaking. And one of the reasons I'm really proud to be at General Mills and have the opportunity to lead some work in the foundation is because we are focused on food recovery globally. We've done work here in the U.S. with several hunger relief partners that are actually working day in and day out to rescue perfectly safe and edible food from the waste stream and instead redirect that food to hunger relief agencies across the country that are using that food to help feed and nourish hungry children and families. So it is, you're right, it's a huge issue. You know, each one of us can make a difference here. And simply, we can start at home just by utilizing the food that we have in our refrigerators, you know.
Exactly.
Make sure you're using all those eggs that you're buying, using all your cereal.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Katie, how old were you when you first became aware of the problem?
I was 9 years old when I first became aware of the problem of hunger and really how prevalent it was in my community and all across the world. I really noticed it the first time that I went to the soup kitchen to donate my cabbage. My dad had always told me and stressed from a young age how lucky I was every night to sit down to a healthy meal because there were some families who weren't as fortunate as us, and those families went to bed hungry or led on soup kitchens for what might be their only meal of the day. And so I decided I had this massive cabbage that I had grown in my backyard, and it was far too big for my family and I to eat. So I decided I wanted to donate it to a soup kitchen to help feed families in need. And the first time that I went to the soup kitchen, I really saw so many faces in line that were just like my family and I, people who had fallen down on hard times. And I really wanted to do more to help these people. My one cabbage helped to feed 275 people at the soup kitchen. And I thought, if one cabbage can feed 275 people, imagine how many people an entire garden could feed.
Exactly.
And that was the inspiration for me to start Katie's Crop.
Uh-huh. And so how did you get involved with the Feeding Better Futures Scholars Program?
So I got involved with the Feeding Better Futures Scholars Program because their mission at General Mills and my mission at Katie's Crop were so closely aligned. We're both very passionate about ending hunger, and we both realized that working together, you can make an even bigger impact. So I thought it was a perfect fit for Katie's Crop to apply, and being selected as a winner is really going to help Katie's Crop move even further and expand and make an even bigger impact on the fight against hunger.
Katie Stagliano, she's 19 years old, ladies and gentlemen, and what a heart. And I know this is her story encourages us all. Mary Jane, as we wrap things up here, I know General Mills has taken a lot of other action to address hunger here in America. I want you to answer that and also where they can go for more information. We've got about 40 seconds left, okay?
So General Mills has been working to alleviate hunger since its inception, and one of the things that we do here globally is we donate food products. Our food product donations last year actually provided more than 30 million meals to hungry children and families. We also provide meals through school breakfast programs, lunch programs around the world, and are working to strengthen local community food systems. If you want to learn more about General Mills' work in that area, you can visit www.generalmills.com/responsibility. To learn more about the Feeding Better Futures program, visit feedingbetterfutures.com. You can learn more about Katie's good work and the other
programs. This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. 'Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far to stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Good to be having a part of your day shared together, you and I. Hey, we've got some great information coming up as we take a look at National Safety Month, putting a spotlight on the number one cause of preventable death for older adults. Now, this month, National Safety Month, as I mentioned, the National Safety Council is putting the spotlight on the top cause of preventable death in the home. Falls, believe it or not, falls are the number one cause of preventable death for adults age 65 and older and constitute more than a quarter of all injury-related deaths in the home. In fact, the chance of someone dying from a fall is 1 in 127, more likely than dying from gunfire, a home fire, or choking. Fall-related deaths have been steadily increasing as baby boomers have been aging. From 1999 to 2016, the number of fall deaths among those 65 and older increased 194%. Can you believe that number? Now, these falls are also incredibly costly. $50 billion is spent annually on older adult treatments for a fall. Becky Turpin is with us, Director of Home and Community Safety for the National Safety Council, and also Mobile Health CEO Robert Flippo. And we're here to talk about National Safety Council and what you can do about it. Becky and Robert, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you, both of you here. You know, as I mentioned, these numbers, Becky, as we're talking about them, you know, our listeners are hearing it and go, wow, I didn't think about that, unless they've been directly affected. You know, we don't hear about this. We hear about other causes of death, but not something as simple, but yet very, very common as adult falls.
Yeah, that's true.
true. CDC research actually says that one in four older adults falls every year. And then you already talked about the consequences that we're seeing from those falls. But some people are afraid to talk about it, so that's part of the problem and part of why we're here to talk about it today. Because falls are not a natural part of aging, and they can be prevented.
Exactly. And Robert, you know, as Becky was just saying, I mean, they're rather common amongst the older population. And, of course, some people might ask the academic question, why?
Well, and I think that one of the reasons why is that as we age, our bodies start to change, and there's natural physiological changes that make us more susceptible to falling. But there are things we can do to prevent that, as Becky said.
Mm-hmm. Well, Becky, how about sharing some tips on how to help prevent these falls to begin with?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have several tips to share, but the number one thing that we want to say is that it's important that older adults talk to their physician about their own fall risk. A physician can do a full head-to-toe assessment about what is going to be the most important to each individual in order to make even small changes that can have a huge impact on how you live your daily life.
And doing a home safety risk assessment is also really key. There's a lot of things that you can do right in your home that are not all that complicated that can help you prevent a fall as well.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Robert, because, you know, we can add grab bars, added lighting. But, you know, sometimes I'll go into some friends that are a little bit older, and they're a little reckless with secure, with throw rugs. You know, when they were a little bit younger, not a big deal. But as you get older, you drag your feet a little bit, those throw rugs can trip you up, can they not?
Absolutely. Yeah, those are the exact kind of things that are simple. If you just go in and do a risk assessment and make a few modifications, you could prevent a fall.
Yeah, exactly. We want to make sure we keep those paths clear, especially when we have the grandkids around. The grandkids seem to leave booby traps for us. I've tripped on a couple of those myself, and as a dear friend of mine calls it, you know, as we continue to age, we have a case of the OLD, and with a case of the OLD, we need to be a little bit more cautious. So, Becky, another thing that you recommend is taking a look at your medicines, your medications, how they're interacting and how they could create a fall risk as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there are certain medications that on their own or when combined with other medications that can make us dizzy, can make us lightheaded, or feel sleepy. And these are the types of things that when reviewed by a pharmacist or a doctor in totality, that they can help make small adjustments to make sure that those side effects aren't putting you at a higher risk for a fall.
Exactly. And it's another area where technology can play a part, because there's systems that can dispense medication for you in the amounts that you're prescribed, or remind you of when it's time to take medication and what amounts you were prescribed to make sure that you are in compliance.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Robert. Becky, and you also recommend, let's get checkups, you know, make sure our eyes, our feet are checked regularly, and, we have, good footwear, you know, instead of those old, sometimes, flip-flops, again, as we age, flip-flops were okay when you were a little bit younger. Maybe those aren't quite as convenient anymore because they can get hung up pretty easily as well, right?
That's right. Having our vision checked annually makes sure that even small changes can be detected early and modifications can be made before it becomes a big issue in your home. And as you said, yeah, footwear and our foot health can play a big part in how we navigate our world. So making sure you're having that discussion with your physician and wearing nice, stable shoes.
Well, this month is National Safety Month, as we said, and we're putting the spotlight on the number one cause of preventable death for older adults. Falls constitute more than a quarter of all injury-related deaths in the home. That is just an incredible number, and we're talking with Becky Kirvin, Director of Home and Community Safety for the National Safety Council, and Robert Filippo, the CEO of Mobile Help, has joined us as well. Robert, let's talk about technology. Wow, it has advanced. It's made things so much easier, and it keeps us in connection. Especially as we age, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation, hey, we still have friends, family nearby like they used to, and we find ourselves home alone too often, and technology has come a long way to give us some support at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Technologies that allow you to live your life the way you want to live it, even independently, but safely, are key. I mean, devices that can get you help quickly in the event of an emergency are now changing to where they're not only waiting for something to happen, but monitoring your daily activity, your number of steps that you take, how many calories you take in, the kind of things that you would expect from a smartwatch, as an example, mm-hmm. but also with the ability to summon help in the event of an emergency, particularly if you're alone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Becky, you know, you cited the National Safety Council's State of Safety report, and just to unwrap that a little bit more, it graded states on how well they're addressing older adult falls. Can you break that down a little bit for us?
Yeah, so the State of Safety report was really looking at what states can do to address their population's fall risk, that gives states ideas about both policy things that they can implement, as well as like community coalitions is one of the things that we highlight in there. There are community coalitions that are really advancing what's available in communities, and the State of Safety is identifying across each state where we're at and what changes we hope to see.
Yeah, that was interesting. Seven states were graded as off track, what you would call off track. 33 were graded as developing, and 10 were graded as on track. So you can see this is a dynamic issue. By 2030, 59,000 older Americans, or 162 per day, are projected to die from a fall if more preventative measures are not taken. So we need to be forewarned here. And Becky and Robert, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and warning our audience. Robert, can you remind everybody where they can go for more information?
Yeah, for more information on technologies that can assist in preventing falls, you can go to mobilehealth.com.
And Becky, where can they go for general safety advice, home safety advice?
Yeah, so folks should visit nsc.org/fall prevention to get more information about how to reduce your fall risk or those that you love.
Okay, we're going to reduce your fall risk, okay? All hands up, all right? That's our pledge for this month. This is National Safety Month. Let's reduce those numbers of falls at home here. This is an incredible number that we're looking at, and we really appreciate Becky Turpin, the Director of Home and Community Safety for the National Safety Council, and Robert Filippo, the CEO of Mobile Help, to stop by and bring us up to date and share some great tips to keep us safe at home. Becky and Robert, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
You know, after all is said and done, you know, God told Cain many, many years ago, and that voice and his words of admonition echo through the millennia. It says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Kirk Cameron joins us now. We're going to talk about the release of Connect, the two-night Fathom event that happened the first part of this year. And we're glad that it's now available on TV. I say glad in many ways. And on the other side of that coin, you know, we're glad, but on the other side of the coin is the reality of the world that we have exposed our kids to, all in the name of convenience, all in the name of this new technology. Kirk Cameron, of course, TV, film, actor, producer, noted recently for his work in the family films Saving Christmas and Mercy Rule, the inspirational film Fireproof. Of course, we knew him and grew up with him, many of us with growing pains, and, of course, his co-host with our good friend Ray Comfort with the Way of the Master TV series. Kirk, good to have you back with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be talking with you. Thanks for having me on your program.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about Connect. I got to tell you, when I saw the movie and the Fathom event earlier in the year, you know, you really brought to bear the complexity of social media, how innocent it seemed. I mean, here, you and Chelsea, I love the story. You know, on Mother's Day, here, Chelsea does something for the kids. I mean, instead of the kids giving her presents, she says, no, I'm going to go give presents to the kids. And I guess that's part of the tradition in the Cameron household. And you guys agree, hey, we're going to give the kids smartphones. And you think, you know, it's very practical without realizing the unintended consequences and the impact of that gift.
Yeah, that's right. And I think every parent can relate to how we felt.
Right.
You know, we all want our kids to be, right there, not behind the eight ball, but on the cutting edge of technology, and want them to know how to use it. And at the end of the day, we know that technology itself is not inherently evil. It can be used for good. Technology, brought us automobiles and brought us rocket ships and brings us televisions and things that allow us to communicate all kinds of good messages and information. And cell phones are a high-powered computer in our hand. I mean, they're awesome. They're amazing. I'm talking on one right now.
Exactly.
And yet, at the same time, we're concerned about the easy access to pornography. We're concerned about the psychological and the biological effects that too much technology and overexposure is giving to our kids. And we have this low level that there's nothing we can do about it, that it's slowly going to take over our kids despite our best efforts. So that's why I made Connect, to give parents real help raising kids in a social media world.
Kirk, wasn't there a bit, I mean, it was for me in watching the movie, how silly of us, we saw what happened with the computer age, it really advanced information into our minds, powering through commanding hours of worship time, if you want to say, we're at the altar of our computers, and we saw pornography entering in every facet of our lives, including the church. It wasn't like the church was immune from this. So why did we not think, even you, as you just explained, the telephone is this computer. I mean, you cited in the movie, the technology of today's telephone, is more advanced than what we use to land men on the moon.
Bill, our connection is not great, and I'm going to try to call you back really fast because, unfortunately, I can't hear you too well. So I'm going to give you a call right back. Technology is great, but not good enough for us.
Sometimes. I'll call you right back. Okay, we'll pause for a slight interruption here as we wait for Kirk to reconnect with us. It's important. And what he and Chelsea and the group have put together by way of this DVD, which is now available, by the way. So if you did miss it, you missed the Fathom event showings the first part of the year. I think it was the end of January, 1st of February. You'll have a chance now to own your very own copy of the DVD, Kirk Cameron Connect. And as soon as he gets back, then we'll get into more detail about this movie. But as I was mentioning earlier, the technology in the cell phones today, I mean, you think about it, and he brings this out in the movie, more advanced than the technology that was used to land a man on the moon. I mean, that's how advanced it is. But beyond that is what the portal, the opening to not only our homes, but the minds of our children that is entered in, all in the name of convenience, for us to be connected, to know where the kids are and, grandkids and, being able to text and all this. But along with that technology comes access to information that we need to be on guard for, that we need to be intelligent consumers of the information, especially, as I say, in this information age we live in. That information is coming at us, and especially in this world of fake news that is available today, and what kind of influences are coming after our kids. Not all things are good. We need to be discerners of that which is good and evil. Especially in an age that we are anticipating, and you might even say that it's here. The Bible warns us that, woe for that time when evil is called good, good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet, and are we not there? Kirk, I'm glad we got reconnected here. So,
yeah, here we are.
All right. So as we were mentioning, and again, I was reinforcing that the technology that's available, but we need to be discerners of that which is evil and that which is good and which is coming into the minds of our children through this convenient device, to stay connected. But at what cost, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm pro-technology, as I'm sure you are. Technology is not going away. I have some friends who say, we don't have a problem with technology. We just ban it from our house so our kids don't ever see that stuff. They don't have to get, they don't get in trouble with it. Well, the problem with that is that unless you live in a cave, your kids have friends and they
That's
have
right.
phones. And so at the end of the day, technology is not going anywhere. It's only increasing. And so my wife and I decided to take the approach that we would teach our children how to use these things while they're still at home, rather than having them sneaking off, behind a closed door at a party to learn how to use these things. We should teach them.
Exactly.
So, here's something I want to say to everybody. It is completely understandable and normal to feel overwhelmed by this subject. think about it. The iPhone was invented only 10 years ago. Yeah. That means we are pioneer parents. We are the guinea pig generation. Mm. It is only now that Bill Gates and some of the designers of social media platforms like Facebook and others are saying that they're raising their kids tech-free or relatively tech-free because they don't want themselves and their families to be programmed by the monster. They've
right.
created a monster they don't know how to put back in the cage, and they know that by design is designed to consume as much of your children and our time as possible. That's how they make money.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, our kids are literally having their brains rewired because the brain is learning how to be efficient with a child who spends 10 hours on their device a day, and it literally changes the neurological pathways in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're learning things like everything comes, with a touch of a button. I always have choice. I deserve to be happy all the time.
It is Pavlovian, isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
All this stuff. So we have to be really careful with it, but I don't think we should be afraid of it and run from it and stick our head in the sand. We just need to be aware of it. And then we need to know that God was not surprised by Facebook,
mm-hmm.
that he knew this was coming down the chute, and I think he's going to use it for his good like he does all things, and that we as parents are equipped for the sacred calling of parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of the experts that I talk to seem to all converge on a common takeaway, and that's what I want people to leave connect with, is that takeaway that you can do this.
Yeah. You bring up an excellent point here, Kirk. This thing has come on like a tsunami. I mean, 10 years, you think about how fast this technology has come upon us. And so we need to get a handle on this. And, in fact, we were bragging you up here recently. I had a good conversation with your dear friend, Dr. Kathy Cook, the author of Screens and Teens. And we talked about her participation in Connect as well. But the big takeaway here, we've got about a minute left here, Kirk. The big takeaway, what is it that you want people to get from this DVD?
So I talked to a brain scientist. I talked to Dr. Kathy, a family counselor, a psychologist, my pastor, and a technology expert. And at the end of the day, what they're all saying is, yes, protect your kids. Yes, put filters and blocks on the internet and everything and monitor what your kids are doing. Yes. But at the end of the day, what they need is something that you cannot download off of iTunes. They need character. That's the filter that is going to protect them throughout their life and when they become adults and leave your house. And that is downloaded from a parent. And so in order to do that, it's all about relationship. Connect with your kids. Be fully present. We need to put the phones down and be in relationship with our kids so that when they make mistakes, they'll come talk to us and model the right behavior so they can see what it looks like.
Well, that's an excellent takeaway. The DVD, which has just been released, Kirk Cameron's Connect, available at all the usual places, correct, Kirk?
That's right. You can get it anywhere online that you like to stream your movie, and you can get it on DVD at Walmart or wherever else you like to get it.
Well, it's real help for parenting kids in a social media world. This has come upon us like a tsunami, as Kirk said. It is no wonder that it has been a bit overwhelming, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, has he not? He's given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind, so we have what it takes in order to make this a positive aspect of family life, Kirk Cameron. And again, I thank you for being with us, and thank you for the movie. This is awesome.
Great to talk to you, Bill. God bless.
Always.
Keep up the good work.
Take care. God bless. All right, bye.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.